Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
No, John. No, Reggie. You got substitute teachers today.
Oh, yeah. That means fun time.
We're the cool substitute teachers.
That means fun time, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The cool substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I substituted, actually.
You have?
Times. I haven't done it in a bit because I've been busy, but... I try to be cool, but man, sometimes they push.
You try to be cool. You are cool. What are you talking about?
To
wear a leather jacket and smoke a cigarette. Now, it's illegal to do that in a building, but
yes.
You'll be cool because you'll be breaking the rules.
Just don't light the cigarette. Don't light the cigarette.
Just have a fake cigarette in your mouth.
See, the thing is, you got to go up to them with like the trend so they know you're cool. So you go, hey, guys, this is my sixth or seventh time doing this, so. Oh boy, that was cringe. Not gonna lie,
Colin. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
It's all right. Cringe is good.
I was wondering how y'all both would respond to the 6'7" because I don't know how y'all feel about the 6'7".
I mean, you just have to lean into it and steal it from them.
Hey man, I'm old, so I
listen.
I barely know what it is. I've heard it, but you know.
The best way to get someone to stop doing something is to steal it from them. And as part of the white delegation, how many times have we stolen things from black people?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So this is how you do it. If you want to stop them,
great skit.
You got to own them.
That's a great reference.
Right. That is a great reference.
We do it all the time. Like, I'm sorry.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yes.
All right. A big weekend in the world of sports, and we're watching the Egg Bowl right now. Implications for the Aggies making the SEC championship game. Mm-hmm. If Ole Miss and if Alabama loses, it does not matter what Texas A&M does tonight against Texas. But this is a weekend where I think some of the teams in our backyard are going up against rivals. First off, you have that game tonight. Huge game. Aggies, you can't lose it, guys. You can't lose
this game.
They will never, ever let you hear the end of it. Even if you win the national championship, it'll be like Michigan fans with Ohio State last year. You've also got the Texans playing the Colts, who I'd argue are maybe the arch rival of the Texans, one-sided rivalry. And you've got even the Rockets on Sunday in the NBA Cup going up against the Utah Jazz, who everyone, especially legend Vernon Maxwell, hates.
Yes, he does. He hates a lot of things, though.
He hates the FCC. You can't bring him on the radio. The guy cusses every 5 seconds. I love the man. I had him on once. We pressed the dump button 4 times in one segment. I was like, Vernon, you're killing me, dude.
No filter.
Mad Max. So I'm just stop.
Well, they call him Mad Max for a reason.
Yeah.
I just love that his pinned tweet is still like his thing where he put on a shooting clinic in Utah to bring the best shooters around the state of Utah, and then it's just... unassuming basketball players.
Oh my goodness.
Just a drive-by on that entire state. So let's start off with this. Is this team the arch rival of that team? Are the Colts the arch rival of the Texans? It's been one-sided. How many times did Peyton Manning stuff you in a locker? You had the Rosencopter incident, of course. Very, very rough. The Texans and Colts played each other in the playoffs once, and Deshaun Watson was awful in that game. They pulled down his pants. T.Y. Hilton, one of the Texans boogeymen of all time,
yeah,
taking over where Peyton Manning left off. It's a one-sided rivalry, that's for sure. But are these the Texans' arch rival? These Indianapolis Colts wearing those stupid horseshoes on Sunday that were stolen from Baltimore. I hate the Colts with a passion, by the way. So
really?
I'm going to have a probably biased answer.
So there's a backstory there.
They slandered the greatest thing that's ever happened to the world. My Lord and Savior, Tom Brady.
They slandered him.
Oh, it's inflated balls. Hey, stop the run, you losers. You gave up 45 points. The Patriots stuffed you in a locker.
I should have figured that.
Oh, let's slander Tom Brady because we lost and put up a report that finds out it's more probable than not that he deflated a football, and we're going to suspend him, the NFL, as long as we suspended Ben Roethlisberger for dragging a poor girl into a stall in Milledgeville, Georgia.
He's very passionate about this.
I am.
There will be no slander of Tom Brady while Paul is on air.
None. I'll jihad.
There will be none.
What about the broken phone? What about the phone that he broke?
What are you talking about?
I do not recall. He doesn't remember that part.
I do not recall.
What phone?
What phone are you talking about?
What phone you say?
Yeah, listen, the ideal gas law or something. I don't know how it works. But the ideal gas law. But anyway, Colts, are they the Texans' arch rival, Chris?
No, I can't say that. Looking at the record, 33-13-1, I believe the Texans are.
Oh God, it's that bad.
33. I looked it up. 33-13-1 is the overall series.
Good God.
No, so I can't call that an arch rival.
I thought that over the last decade.
It's very one-sided.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about, I'm going back to 2002, the total, everything. 33-13-1 are the Texans against the Colts.
Good God.
I can't call that an arch rival. A division rival, of course, but arch rival, I mean, that's a very one-sided.
It is very one-sided.
That is extremely one-sided.
I mean, the biggest game the Texans ever won against the Colts was that Saturday game a couple of years back where they got into the playoffs. And you go back in time to that game, I mean, the Colts could have swept the Texans that season. They beat them in week two with Anthony Richardson, where Richardson looked awesome. And then you had this game where the Colts are marching down the field. Jonathan Taylor is killing the Texans. And for whatever reason, on fourth and short, they sub Jonathan Taylor out. They put Mike Goodson in there. And they throw the ball to Mike Goodson in right off the hands. This is what it sounded like on Fox.
It's in Minshew's hand. And a drop by Goodson.
Oof.
Texans make the stop. And they take over up by six.
That was on ESPN. And I'm sure that Mark Vandermeer's call, Vandy's, it was a deep steel blue pill, if you will,
I'm just
for all the people listening.
I'm just amazed you remember that Richardson had a good game at one
he did.
Point.
He did.
I'm amazed that you even recall that. He hasn't had very many of them.
No, he has not. He has not. And he broke his eye bone by like
eye
playing
bone.
With like a elastic band before a game.
Yeah.
But, That the way you laid out the stats.
Yeah. 33-13-1. Come on. No. I'm going to say no to the Colts.
So who is the arch rival of the Texans?
It's the Titans.
Yeah.
It's got the
history.
Or as they call, what do you call them around here, Colin? The fake Oilers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so, yeah. Exactly. Those guys.
Amy Adams, pettiness project. That's what I call it.
Yes.
The fake Oilers.
Yes. Thank you. Love that. Yeah, it's got to be the Oilers.
That makes sense.
Because it's one-sided with the Jags, too, for the Texans.
I have a question for the people who are still Titans fans that live here in Houston. I'm going to look at the cameras right
there
now.
There are some.
How do you live with yourself?
There are some.
It's like just, it's...
There's some.
It's the kind of behavior that some would describe as sitting in a chair and watching. I mean, you are rooting for someone who left you. You are rooting for your ex-girlfriend.
Is that equal to treason?
It's close.
Come on now. It's the holiday season.
I'm just asking. Asking the question, dog. That's it.
People root for them because why? Because Vince Young got drafted here? I mean, is that it? I don't get it. Oh, Jeff Fisher, he held him back. No, Vince Young did not put in the work. And he would have not put in the work here. Mario Williams was the correct pick to make there. Hate to say it.
I mean, looking back, yeah. I mean, how can you argue with that?
Yeah.
Tennessee is known for their oil rigs.
It is true. It was such a sloppy move.
Ironically.
A sloppy move to Tennessee because the Oilers got called out on their bluff by the city of Houston. It was like, F you guys. And they were like, oh, crap. So they played the first year in Memphis. They played the second year in Nashville, and they were going to keep the Oilers nickname because Bud Adams was very proud of it, but people in Tennessee were like, this is stupid. We hate it. We don't want you to wear these awesome uniforms, which they now act like they never wanted gone in the first place. And we want a new name, so they changed the name to the Titans. They go to the Super Bowl the first year.
The Titans.
Mm-hmm. It's not a great name. Okay, so I'm with you, Chris. That's a good argument. Titans are the arch rival, not the Colts. It's very one-sided.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Two-part question. The Aggies are playing their arch rival tonight, Texas A&M.
Oh, that's an arch rival.
For them.
For real.
For them, it is.
For A&M.
For A&M, it is.
Yes.
This is the funny part.
You are correct.
And I threw this out there because I was doing my podcast earlier this week, and I had David Nuno and Raheel on, and one's a Longhorn. Nuno's an Aggie at Texas, and Raheel's a Longhorn. And I asked, hey, are you playing your arch rival on Saturday? Raheel, who's a Texas fan, said, yes. But most of my friends who are Texas fans refuse to acknowledge Texas A&M as their arch rival. Yeah. They say it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're right. I would say most Longhorn people would say Oklahoma.
I think it's like the biggest middle finger that Texas can give to Texas A&M because you guys are absolute liars if you're trying to tell me that you are not as excited for an Aggies loss as you are for a Texas win. You just are straight up lying. I think that you have that passion against Oklahoma. You know, it's X o'clock and Oklahoma still sucks. But I think that deep down, Texas fans need to admit that they hate Texas A&M more than they hate Oklahoma. And thus, that makes them their arch rival.
That's a tough one because for so many years, Texas and Oklahoma were good. So when they had that Red River, it's not called the shootout anymore. Called the Red River rivalry, right? Is that what it's called? What do they call that?
I'm pretty sure
they dropped shootout years ago.
Yeah, they dropped the shootout part.
It's too controversial, but I mean, you know, whatever.
No guns.
I understand. Pew, but pew. Those two teams were both very good
at the same
for
time.
So long at the same time.
Yeah.
It's hard to not have that be your biggest rival.
In your mind. Yeah. That makes sense because of those games, but that was a long time ago.
It has been a while.
Now OU has joined the SEC with Texas, so you can keep this thing going. And obviously they play each other every year, and it is crazy that Texas and Texas A&M didn't play one another for a long time. And I blame both of you.
That is kind of wild.
I remember one time I was hanging out with some of my friends, and some are Aggies, some are Horns, and I said to all of them, I actually unified them. I said to all of
them, did you really, Paul?
I did. I said, you guys are P words for not wanting to play each other. You guys are P words. And they
that'll do it every time.
They got mad at me and they all started yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm going to go. See ya.
I got you together though.
Left the grenade in the building.
You got them like this.
Yeah.
You got them like
this. I bonded them. It was like the Crips and Bloods coming together.
Oh, man.
Just like that.
Ceasefire.
Yeah, it was ceasefire. The bandana, burnt orange and maroon in the middle.
What's your college of What college do you support, Paul?
I like the Syracuse University Orange, which is where I went to school. By the way, right. Who beat Texas in a national championship?
Yes,
Syracuse.
They did.
Okay, so you basically just want to
instigating.
Oh yeah. Listen, my two closest friends who I love dearly are Texas fans, so I am rooting for Texas tonight. But
come on, exactly. There's the but.
But
you know some A&M folks do.
I do, and I like them, and I'm
you like them. You like them.
Listen, I do like them.
I like you.
Some of my best friends are Aggies. Truly.
Well, they're living high off the hog right now.
They should. This is a huge game tonight.
Got to keep that going.
You can't F this up, guys.
No, they can't lose this game.
You can't. They will never let you live this down.
Like you said, yeah, this is the one that you will not live down just because of the circumstances.
For sure.
You're 11-0. You're number 3 in the nation, and Texas is not.
He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. Keep on hanging out with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what's popping? Do you celebrate Black Friday? Does the police blotter have a story yet that really just embarrasses us as a nation about Black Friday yet? We'll look at that. And have you heard of something that's trending now, with not just the kids, with everybody, that you're supposed to do after Thanksgiving? That's next in What's Poppin'. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.